You are listening to A True Church Perspective from the Macedonia Baptist Church family. We pray that this message is a true blessing to you.
Michigan, in the Oak Park Community Center, where we have been for several years, and we ask that you pray for us, that the Lord will continue to be with us and continue to bless us. Years prior to being there, we had our facility on the John C. Lodge Service Drive for several years. Maybe some of you remember us back then, but God has been good to all of us here, and I'm just thankful to Pastor Twyman for this great invitation today. Amen? Amen? If you have your Bibles, I was doing a homegoing service, and I got a pair of glasses to see close and a pair of glasses to see far. So if you see, now I had some progressives now, amen, but they've been misplaced. So if you see me doing this, pray for me. Amen. I got them both up here. You all remember Fred Sanford? That he had to go find his glasses to find his glasses. Keep on living, amen. Yeah, Lord. Keep on living. You'll find in the Old Testament, we want to look at 1 Kings. Chapter 18, and I believe around verse 25. Now, chapter 18, around verse 22. Amen? 1 Kings, chapter 18, beginning around verse 22. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men, my Lord. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces. And lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. Verse 23, 24. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. I'd like to speak to you today from the thought, if your God won't answer you, try mine. Can I say that again? I like to have a good time. Hey, I didn't say if your God don't, I said if your God won't. If your God won't answer you, then try mine. Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to be here today. We thank you, oh God, for this great man of God, this his lovely wife, this great church, oh Lord. Continue to bless them. Thank you, Father God, for everyone that is represented, every family that's represented here today, oh God. Bless us all, Lord. We need a word from on high. And I ask that you would give me the power to speak to your people, Lord. Give me clean hands and a clean heart that I may say what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. We here today are blessed because we have the one and only true God. The God of Genesis that said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And it was so, and God was pleased. Are you going to pray with me? We have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Moses, David, and Isaiah. The God of Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Nehemiah, Amos, and Ezra. You get the picture. We serve the one and only true and living God. He was called many names in the Old Testament. Some referred to him as Yahweh. Others referred to him by his great attributes, Jehovah Jireh. You gonna pray with me? The Lord is my provider. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord that will give you peace in a time of trouble. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Nisi. You may have heard all of these names before. But only talking about the same God. The great El Elyon, the great El Shaddai. Is the great God that we serve. But I like to refer to him as he referred to himself when he told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He said, just tell them that I am. We have the I am God. Now, I told y'all I was excited to be here now. You may say, I am what, Pastor? It don't matter. Leave it blank and you fill in your blank. I am the God that will give you joy in the midst of sorrow. I just got started. I am the God that will be by your side when all leave you. I am the God when the doctor give the diagnosis and the prognosis. I am the God that healeth thee. Go tell Pharaoh, I am sent ya. Is there anybody here that God is I am? That I am. The God of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, all three is one. And that didn't come out the way I was trying to say it, but you understand. The God that's in the Godhead triune. The Godhead Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when you get Jesus, you get the Father. And when you get the Father, you get Jesus. We have the right God. But whereas we have the right God, the Bible is full of false gods. Oh my God. You better watch it. If you got a fake God, because a fake God is just that, fake. When you need them, there's nowhere to be found. When you need help, you can't trust in them in a time of trouble. You are not praying with me. The Bible that talks about the true God also talks about a few false gods. And I pray you give me time. Amen. There's the false god, Dagon. Can I take a little time with Dagon? Dagon was the god of the Philistine. You can see Dagon, if you look at a picture, he's half fish and half man. Oh, Lord. Other depictions of Dagon has him as a full man with a fish head, a do-rag. All right. I need some help in here. If you got a smartphone, go ahead and put in Dagon. You're going to see somebody with a fish head, amen, stocky cap remind me of my son. He's back there somewhere. Amen. Raise your hand, son. Amen. There you go. Everybody turn around. That's him. We used to have a dog, a little Yorkie, and I said, you got to walk the dog out in the morning. And my son would go out and walk the dog, and I'm telling you the truth, he had on his pajamas, his robe, and a stocking cap. Kind of like Dagon's stocking cap. I said, boy, you're going to get arrested walking out the house like that with that stocking cap and house shoes. Anybody seen that? Amen. And I was getting on him, but I got to tell you the truth. The Holy Spirit said, stop getting on him, because don't you remember years ago you used to ask your mama for her old knee-high? Yeah. Can I have a good time? I'm sorry, I just can't have a good time. I said, mama, can I have a knee-high? And mama would give me one of them old ones with a run in it. Y'all know. And I would get that stocking cap and tie a knot in the middle. Make a little kid. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Get that little cap part and put it on my head. Expect to have some waves, but it was lopsided because mama had some runs on them. Y'all know. So God said, leave your son's stocking cap alone. He just got a stocking cap. You got a stocking cap and Murray's grease. Oh, I thought I'd get a better amen on that. Anybody know about that orange can? Amen. Oh, Lord. Now, if my son got a bad stocking cap and I got a bad stocking cap, the last thing I want is a guy with a fish head stocking cap. Because of Israel, because of Israel's disobedience, God allowed them to get the Ark of the Covenant, and they allowed Israel to be taken capture, and they took the Ark of the Covenant and put it in the Temple of Dagon. Y'all remember that? They put it in the Temple of Dagon. The next day, Dagon was falling on the floor. I preached this message years ago. It was a bad message because I preached falling and can't get up. But the truth of the matter is, Dagon didn't fall. It is not that they put him on the edge of the table and he flipped over. No. I believe something else happened to Dagon. They put him back up on his pedestal the next day. They came back and Dagon was on the floor. Now, if he was just falling, amen, the first time, I think they would have made sure he was secure. But there's a difference between falling and getting knocked down. Y'all not going to pray with me. The God we said, I am the one and only true God, and you can't have a God beside me. Before me, I believe God, not Dagon, flat on his face, cut his hands off and severed his head, because there's only one God, amen, that's the head of Christ. And Christ is the head of the church. There's only one God that holds men in his hands, and that's our God. Matter of fact, amen. Matter of fact, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd that loveth my sheep. I am known of my sheep, and my sheep know me. My Father gave them to me, and then he said, there's no man that can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Like the song, as a child, he has the whole wide world in his hands. Anybody praying with me? He got you and me in his hands. He got the mamas and the papas in his hands. God has all of us in his. I just give you one more other God, and because I'm looking at the clock here, but I got a few. Is that all right? Amen. Another fake God is the God we see in the text that we read. The God Baal, in the singular, was his name. And Balaam, in the plural, is talking about the same God. Baal was the Canaanite God. Now, there's a big problem with Baal, and it's not because he was such a problem. It was the ones who worshiped him that was a big problem. Are you praying with me? In case you don't know, Baal was the god of King Ahab. I need a little help here today. And King Ahab was married to Jezebel. Oh, my God. Jezebel, if you don't know, is one of the most ruthless spirits that you can find in the Bible. I heard you back there. Jezebel, poor King Ahab, I bet I can see them now. Jezebel saying, you going to bed, honey? And I can see King Ahab saying, nah, you go to bed first. 3 years later, amen. 3 hours later, you sure you're not going to bed? Nah, you better go to bed first. That's because Jezebel was the kind of wife you couldn't go to sleep with your eyes open. You all not used to a preacher like me. That's all right. I'ma still be me. Jezebel, if you made her mad and got on the wrong side of her, you'll go to bed on Monday and won't see Tuesday. Jezebel wasn't playing, had hundreds of prophets put to death. Yes, my Lord. And she declared that you must serve Baal, or else you're going to die. Yes. The god Baal, Balaam. Now, there's a problem with this god. I want to share. First of all, he was a false god. And someone answered me, he had a wife. Yes, my Lord. Ashtaroth. Yeah, you can find this in 1 Kings 11 and 5. Now, I got a little problem with that one, too. Because hypothetically, if I am having marital problems and I want to call on a God, I don't need a God to say, I can't help you. I got problems of my own. You are not helping me. That's all right. I'm going to work my way. Somebody say sikkim out there. Where my young people at? I don't need a God that's booed up. Where the young people at? Dang, I got you. I'm trying to get there. Baal had a wife god, and she was the fertility god. And I don't know if the children are going to children's church, but in their worship service, they was doing adult things. I don't need a God like that, neither do I God. So the Bible says that Jezebel had put hundreds of prophets of God to death and had declared that Elijah should be the next one. Yes, my Lord, caused Elijah to go into hiding. Yes, yes. Let me. I don't wanna peek too soon. Let me slow down. But God said to Elijah, it's now time to go and show yourself to Ahab. So Elijah shows up to Ahab. Yes. First to Obadiah. Obadiah was the governor unto King Ahab that hid 100 prophets of God in the cave when Jezebel was killing them all. So Obadiah met with Elijah, and Elijah said, I'm ready to speak with King Ahab. Obadiah said, don't be fooling around with me because I tell them that you're here and you'll disappear. He said, no, not now. God told me to come here. So the Bible in our text, Elijah has come now to Ahab. And he declares, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we get two bullocks and put our God to test? You killed over 400 of God's prophets, and I am the last prophet alone. But that's all right. Elijah knew that me and God is the majority. As a matter of fact, God without me is the majority. Are you going to pray with me? I need some help, Brother Deacons. I ain't tuning up yet. But that's why I used to have a problem with them bumper stickers that said, God is my co-pilot. How can a God of creation be co-anything? Oh, Lord, you're not going to pray with me. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have woke up this morning. So now he your co-pilot. I guess now he riding shotgun in your car. I guess God is your ride and die. Oh, no. God is God all by himself. He's the first. He's the last. He has all power. He knows all things. And wherever you go, when you get there, he's already there. That's the God. I'm getting a little excited here when I think about my God. I ain't talking about my mama's God or my grandmama's God. I'm talking about the God I met on the east side of Detroit after being in the gang, the Earl Flynn, after drinking and driving and riding my car into a tree in Chandler Park. Well, I'm not tuned up yet. I'm just excited. I called on the God. I said, now look, God, I don't know you, but my mama talk about you. I don't know you, but my daddy teach about you. But right now, I need some help. Come see about me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, I know, don't get mad at me, but some West Siders won't come on the East Side. But I serve a God that came on the East Side of Detroit. Yeah, save my soul. Now let's get back to Elijah. Get your 450 prophets, and I think he had another 400. I think it might have been 800 prophets. And I'll just come on the mountain by myself. You put your bullock, and I'll dress my bullock, and whichever God that answers, let them be God. Yeah. Somebody stick a pin in that. I'll come back to that in a minute. False gods are dangerous. False gods, when you look for them, they're nowhere to be found. False gods will ease up in your life, and you don't even realize it. Let me tell you this, and then we'll get back on this mountain. Thank you, sir. As a young teenager, we didn't have too many channels. We only had 2, 4, 7, 9, 50, and 20, and 62. And 50, 20, and 62 was all fuzzy and everything. But as a managed boy, you all gonna pray with me. I used to watch the TV shows. There were certain ones I liked, certain ones I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand no hee-hee-hee, ha-ha. Minnie Pearl would have a hat on with all kind of fruit, looked like the vegetable section of Kroger. Y'all not gonna pray with me. I didn't like Hee Haw, but I liked Sonny and Cher. And it wasn't because of Sonny, I told y'all I was mad. I used to like Flip Wilson. Here come the judge. Here come, Here come the judge. I asked some other older people in here. I know the young people saying, what are you talking about? I used to watch them shows, but there was one show I liked, not because of Ed Sullivan standing up there like, you know how Ed Sullivan used to. But I used to like Ed Sullivan because he would have acts on there that I liked. One of which was Michael and Jackson 5. Anybody praying with me? I'm going to get back to this mountain in a minute. Michael and the Jackson 5. Another one, amen, was Willie Tyler and Lester. Yes, my Lord. You all remember Willie Tyler and Lester? The young people don't, amen. He was a ventriloquist and he would hold the, I couldn't remember if Willie Tyler had a fro, but he was the one speaking of ventriloquist, and I loved that. But there was another group, and I'm telling you, they came on. Pastor Chimon, you all right? He about 74, so I'm going back in this generation. Amen. The Fifth Dimension came on. Now, I don't know how managed I was to like somebody in the Fifth Dimension because their dresses were touching the floor. And I wasn't crazy about Marilyn McCool. Matter of fact, I think she is married to Billy Davis. Y'all all right? We in church. I'm all right. But they just, what was it, two guys and two girls, ladies, two guys and three, I can't remember. So they came on with some long powder blue, pink chiffon dress. There I was, a managed boy, trying to look at, where's Sister Glass at? Let me. The other one, not Marilyn McCool. Anybody know which one I'm talking about? Try to say he knows which one I'm talking about. I'm not the only one up in here. Amen. And they got up there and started singing, and I was singing right along with them. And this is what we said. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will fill the sky. This is the dawning of the age. Now, if that's not the mighty, tell me what it is. I done looked from Genesis to Revelation and cannot find the dawning of America. Wait a minute. Let me get back to the mind. Some of you remember when you didn't go to work until you read your horoscope? I'm talking about false gods. God send you the man to be with you the rest of your life. You asked them, they signed, they said Taurus. You say, I can't date you. I need a Sagittarius. I'm talking about false God. You went in my house. My daddy brought a Ouija board home. After about one day, my mama threw that thing at his head. Don't bring no Ouija board. Don't bring no tarot card. Don't bring no palm reader. Don't bring no crystal ball. That's all false gods, and those are even demonic gods. Thank you, Pastor Travis. Pastor Travis said, sick of them. False gods ease in through the TV program. They ease in through the music you listen to. Hey, and they will destroy your life. But now here they are. Time to wind this thing on up. I'm looking at, oh, Lord, I got to speed it up. Here they are on Mount Carmel. All right. The 400 prophets of Baal put their bullet down and started to call on Baal. Baal, it's about this quiet there, too. Bell. No bell. All right. Well, maybe we need to say a little bit louder. Bell. No bell. It's like church. Maybe that was like the teaching version. Now we got to give them the Baptist version. Bell. Oh, bell. Yeah. They start hooping, Pastor Tribe. Bell.
All right,
Where are you, Baal? This one prophet said you're not God, but Baal, we know you are. Come on and show yourself, Baal, hell. But when you got a false God, you can whisper, he ain't gonna show up. You can scream, he's not gonna show up. You can sing, he's not gonna show up. You can hum, he's not gonna show up. Because he's a false God. But I come here today to tell somebody that our God will answer when you call him. They taught me as a young junior deacon that sometimes he may say yes. Other times he may say no. Sometimes he may say wait. But at least he will answer when you call. They cried out to Baal, and no Baal showed up. I got a lot of stuff, but I'm going to close it up. Baal, Baal, come on and show this Elijah and the people that thou art God. But Baal didn't show up. Till finally Elijah started throwing shade at him. Oh, you don't hear me? Mm-mm. Elijah said, well, and I'm paraphrasing, maybe your God has some vacation hours. Oh, Lord. When I was at General Motors, we had so many paid absent days, paid personal holidays, that I loved it. Man, I would go 3 months and only work 4 hours on each Friday. Because I took a four-hour break every Friday, used up all my vacation hours. But I could see Elijah said, maybe Baal is using up his vacation hours because he's nowhere to be found. Maybe Baal is not answering his phone. Y'all not going to pray with me. Maybe Baal, I don't know, but there is no Baal. But I tell you, as a young deacon in the Rock of Ages Baptist Church, we used to sing a devotional song, and that song said, Jesus is on the main line. You ought to call him and tell him what you want. Anybody know that song? Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. The line is never too busy. You can just call him up and tell him what you want. I preached this years ago. I said, God got a line where he could talk to you and me at the same time. He don't have to put me on hold while he deals with you. But God got a line, a party line, where he can hear all our troubles at the same time. Oh, you don't hear me. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. My mama prayed, my daddy prayed, and God heard their prayer. But now I pray for my children because I know we serve a God that answers. Here it is, no Baal. No Baal, no Baal, no Baal, no Baal. So Elijah says, well, let me take my time. Let me take my turn. And said, put the bullock on the altar. But that's too easy for my God. Pour some water over it one time. We're going to make this day tough for God. Pour some water over it the second time. And I'm almost done. But he did one little thing that you might have missed it, but I'm going to tell you what he did. Oh, Lord. They cut the meat up, and before he called on this God, he said, I got to go get 12 stones. Y'all know what I'm giving? Let me place these 12 stones around the altar. because these 12 stones will remind my God of his covenant connection with Israel. I'm going to make sure God gonna show up, because God cannot lie. God made a covenant agreement with Abraham, made a covenant agreement with Moses, made a covenant agreement with David, and made the greatest covenant agreement through Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, he said, let me put these 12 stones down and let me call on the Lord. The Bible says he cried on the Lord, and the Lord showed up with fire, because he is the one and only true and living God. Now, I'm ready to end this now. If you came here today and you're going through something and it seems like you're not going to make it, hold on a little while longer. God heard your prayer. It's a matter of time. He's going to answer. He's the God that answers prayer. He answered Moses at the Red Sea. Oh, you don't hear me? God hear and answers prayer. He answered, amen, David, when he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And went out and slew Goliath. Our God answered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You are not going to pray with me. When King Darius said, bow down to my God, they said, no, no, no. The God we serve been too good to us. The God we serve has a relationship with us. And even if he don't deliver us, we're not going to bow down. You remember what happened? King Darius threw him in the furnace and turned the fire up 7 times hotter. He made a mistake. He should have left it 5 times hot. He should have left it 6 times hot. But when he turned it up 7 times hot, he completed the matter. For the Bible says the next day, Darius came and looked into the fire. I'm only talking about the God that answered. Yeah, he turned it on over. Darius looked and said, wait a minute. This must be some new math. Maybe this is some Chicago math. I know I put in 1, Shadrach. I know I put in 2, Meshach. I know I put in 3, Abednego. But I see 4. Because the God we serve not only hear our prayer, the God that we serve will get in the fire with you. Is there anybody here? Was at a point and you didn't know how you was going to make it? Did God hear your prayer? Did God get into your situation? Did God work it out for you? Then somebody ought to give God some praise. I got to end this thing. But a lot of times people think pastors just drive Bentleys and Cadillacs and got big houses that we don't suffer. But I tell you, my wife a few years ago had her 2nd stroke. And I was pastoring a church and became a caregiver. And it had got so rough, I felt like throwing in the towel. But I said, you are the God that hear and answer prayer. You'll make a way out of no way. I'm going to hold on to your unchanging hand. I don't care how dark the night, the darkness of the night is right before the break of dawn. And I tell you, week by week, month by month, my wife is getting better. Because he's the God that hears prayer. He's the God that answers prayer. He's the God that'll change your life around. I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. It was grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace gonna carry and lead me on. You got the right one, Macedonia. You got the right God, the God of Jesus. Jesus, the one that they marched up Calvary's mountain. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. But for you and I, he died. He is the right one. Keep on going on in the name of Jesus. And no matter what comes in your life, God will take care of you. God will hold you up in the hollow of his hand. Now somebody praise God if you know you got the right one. Come on, come on, come on. If you got the right one. I'm not trying to make nobody mad, but I'll leave you with this story. I got a cousin in Chicago. Sometimes get on me and other Christians. Say, you are following that blue-eyed, blind-haired Jesus. And I said, thank you with that uh-oh. I said, well, I don't know about the pictures you see, but one thing I know, I called on him. He answered my prayer. I got the right one. I'm not trying to make nobody mad. And even with my God, I don't have to paddle no bean pie. He just said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light, and I will. Somebody give the Lord some praise.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.